You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm pleased to welcome back to Res St. Paul, the director of Murray State Cinema International Program. Welcome.
Thank you.
And today we get to talk about a cartoon. It's The Big Bad Fox and Other Tales. What do we need to know about this?
Well, that it's, first of all, from the creators of the Academy Award nominated Ernest and Celestine. Also a cartoon adapted from a novel by Benjamin Renner, who is one of the directors of the adaptation into film. So it's really, as I like to say, a treat for children of all ages. So anybody, adults as well, can find something to understand and like in this. So as I like to say, cartoons get away with a lot. In this particular one, which is it's a lovely 2D hand-drawn cartoon, indeed based on the graphic novel of the same name. But you know, you really can see stories, and there's a subtext.
Is this the only time that series of graphic novels has been adapted into a cartoon?
Oh, certainly not. Plenty. I mean, you may be familiar, the public may be familiar with the Asterix and Obelix by Uderzo and Goscinny. They've been adapted into cartoon and also into live film with actual characters. More recently, The Little Prince by Antoine of Saint-Exupéry's, his famous novel, also aimed at children, but children of all ages, because the subtext is quite strong, is very philosophical. That has also been adapted into a film. So, I think there's a big tradition of cartoon in France and in Belgium, where I'm from, in fact. There's a big studio, a school of art, that works in conjunction with Hollywood and producers of big cartoons.
Is there an easy comparison to make to an American cartoon, Bugs Bunny, The Simpsons? Is there any easy comparison?
I don't think I know them all, but I think, yes, it's maybe Popeye or something like that, where there's, Bugs Bunny, definitely, because it's based on animals, and this is an animal fable. And, even Mickey Mouse, it's animal fables, or Snoopy. They take on human characteristics, basically they have a parallel world. And this is based on the world of a farm, where there are, outcasts, and these are foxes and wolves. Though there's the big bad fox, it's anything but bad. Of course, there's still the big bad wolf lurking around. And there's these the dynamics between the fox and the wolf, and the fox ends up protecting little chicks and even having maternal instinct towards the little chicks. And this becomes very topsy-turvy. I mean, it's the world upside down. And it's very hilarious. The hen takes on a strong character. And let's not forget that the movies isn't under the theme women in film. So I thought there was a lot of maternal stereotypes, topsy-turvy in this movie. So the hen here has is basically a strong hand in organizing an action against the fox, and it's very funny.
So if a family were to go and see this film, the children would enjoy it on a certain level, and then the parents might get another layer from this?
I think so, absolutely. It's just the same as the Bugs Bunny or Popeye or any of the cartoons that we're familiar with. Always pointing the finger at some issue in modern life or the contemporary life, and this is no exception. I think it shows issues in today's families, and also trying to protect children at all costs, even if there are misfits and there are atypical behaviors. But overall, children need to be protected, and that's what comes out of this movie.
Where do you think the discussion post-film will lead this week?
I think a bit of it would be nice to see what people picked out from this, the subtext I was talking about, what people actually focused on, because there are so many. It's based on a review and three separate stories. And so it starts like a theatrical review with the Big Bad Fox telling, appearing on stage. Well, he's not bad on this. He's an actor appearing on stage, telling various stories and introducing these different characters and the different stories. So there is an element of story within a story, or stories within a story. Some sort of interaction with the public within the movie. So I think there's a lot to see.
Well, it's a nice little break to watch a cartoon sometimes, right?
Absolutely. And this is actually the last of the French film series. So I thought it would be nice to end with this. Next week, we start the second part of the spring program. And we will then have a movie in Spanish. It takes place in, if I'm not mistaken, Chile. It's called Spider Thieves. And it's been sponsored by the Women Faculty Caucus. It takes us into the world of Shanty Town, just outside a big city in Chile, perhaps Santiago, and where women, young women, teenage girls, are influenced by the media, and they see what they can get really on TV, and so they decide to go help themselves and go rob high-rise flats. Hence, spider thieves, because they become spider women. It's based on a real story.
Well, I look forward to our discussion next week about that movie. And you can see The Big Bad Fox and Other Tales Thursday and Saturday in the Curris Center Theater. Thank you so much, Therese.
Thank you.
Therese St. Paul is a professor in the Department of Global Languages and Theater Arts at Murray State University and the director of the Cinema International Program.